Today's episode of the podcast is titled The Experiment. Last week, I suffered from an allergic reaction, which it caused my lip to swell up to 3 times its size. It felt like when you see in cartoons when someone gets stung by a bee and their face just swells. That's what it looked and felt like. And even though it may have only been 3 times its size, it could have been 10 times or 100 times. Once it's that out of proportion and that difficult to function, I couldn't even close my mouth. The hypochondriac in my mind, which is most of me, just kicks into hyperdrive. You could imagine thoughts that swirled in my mind. Not only was I physically encumbered, but my mind just spiraled into this chaos during every waking moment. All I wanted to do was sleep just to end the misery of constant anxiety and thoughts that flushed my brain. I wasn't even tired. I couldn't cope knowing that I was stuck like that until it went down, worrying about it, could it get worse. I had stupid even thoughts like, and this was like long after I spoke to my doctor and he said it's fine, it'll go down on its own. I was wondering, can I still go into anaphylaxis like a day later? Craziness. But when you're in the spiral of anxiety, it's just, this is the game that I've signed up to play, not willingly, but it's how it goes. So this week, since I've now been healed, thankfully, just modern medicine, antihistamines, and time, this week I tried to challenge myself to learn to lean into discomfort. I suffer from severe anxiety, I'm sure as anyone listening or reading this knows, which often results in severe and several panic attacks a day. Over the many years, I've developed tools to cope, but like anything, some days are better than others. Given the hand life has dealt me, I've tried to turn every waking moment of my existence into a continuous experiment, toying with ideas and ideologies, Stoicism, Buddhism, mindfulness, stuff like that. I know nothing will work as a silver bullet. Nothing like, when you're feeling anxious or having a panic attack, you just take the pain away. It's all you're thinking. And I know that doesn't exist, but arming myself with these tools of being present and mindful and grateful and Buddhism, letting things just flow. I believe I read the Tao of Pooh, which was a great, about Taoism, but they used a Winnie the Pooh as an example. It was a very short but insightful book. And they said, the cork, be like a cork in water. A cork in water, no matter how much pressure you punch it with, smack it with, hit it with, it just keeps going with the flow. It bounces back. They said, be like a cork, and I always thought that was very insightful, because no amount of pressure will drown a cork. It just goes with the flow of the water, the speed of the water, and it keeps popping back up. That's in its nature, and we should all try to be a little bit more like that, because things will happen that may be uncomfortable or out of our control, but to just accept it and say, these are the circumstances, given these circumstances, this is how I can move forward. That seems like the most healthy approach to dealing with difficult situations in life. So I knew nothing would work as the silver bullet to once and for all put my anxiety to rest. But I was hopeful. The hopeful part of your brain, the same part that watches your favorite team lose 1-9 in the last 10 minutes, and you still say to yourself, there's still time, there's still time. I'm hoping that part of my brain clings on to the idea that maybe underwater meditation was what my life was missing. Once I do that, once I do skydiving meditation, that then I won't have anxiety. I just wasn't doing the right thing. That's what I needed. I needed to do crocheting meditation, and then all of a sudden all my problems are solved. And it was just one thing to the next. And at some point I realized it's all the same. At some point you just have to accept this is how it is. And less important than what you're doing is learning to try to stop controlling every situation, especially things outside of your control. And just accepting is certainly a lot more mentally healthy than constantly fighting back on that which doesn't even really recognize you're fighting back. That's the thing. We anthropomorphize anxiety or stress as a thing we're going against, when the reality is it's just a part of ourselves. So you'll never win a tug of war battle against yourself, because it's just your own thoughts. Once you learn to accept them, it's easier to let them pass, recognize it was a thought that you're just choosing to cling on to for longer than you needed to. You have many thoughts throughout the day. This one just seems to be more persistent, because by me saying, don't think of a penguin, all you're going to do is think of a penguin. And that's what anxiety is. It's don't think of a penguin. Don't think of a penguin. What are you thinking of, a penguin? By learning the patterns of how your thoughts operate, it's easier. Once you can recognize your thoughts as they come in, it becomes easier to recognize the good ones, the bad ones, regardless. Recognize them, thank them for coming in, and then letting them pass. this week's experiment. Every week is something different. I'm constantly reading new stuff just because I feel the more educated I am in this topic, the easier it will be to handle things as they arise. So this week's quote-unquote experiment was leaning into discomfort. Every morning, I awake to chaos. My mind swirls, projecting every disaster that could and will go wrong before I even brush my teeth. I try my best to tame the beast by using tools like gratitude, mindfulness, but I get distracted and spiral back to start. Being aware of this pattern was a big part of learning to accept it, and having read recently Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, I decided to take in the idea, whatever happens, happens. When and if it does, I'll deal with it. It was difficult to even accept, let alone put into action, but I tried to be patient with the process. On Friday morning, I awoke anxious, knowing I had a half-baked story sitting in my word processor, stuck with no idea where I even wanted to go. As I made my morning breakfast of blueberries, oatmeal, a banana, I took my time, hoping if I took long enough, maybe, just maybe, an idea would spring forth. Or better yet, my computer would implode. I don't even have to worry about it. By the time I was done, breakfast. Neither happened. Following my new plan, I forced myself to write. When I say new plan, that means leaning into discomfort. I didn't want to, but I said, let's lean into the discomfort of not wanting to write and write anyways and see what happens. So I forced myself to write. It was grueling. I put words on the page, and they meant nothing. I was writing scenes without the faintest idea if anything could be used. In fact, by the time I finished writing, I was certain I had written nothing of use at all. Still, I told myself it's not about writing well, but it's simply about showing up every day. After forcing myself to write, I got up, took a long stroll in the beautiful, rare summer weather we're lucky to see in the frozen tundra that is Canada. During my walk, I was hoping, praying, even to whichever Eldritch God would listen, Cthulhu or Yog-Sothoth or any of them. Whoever's listening, I'll take it, as long as you help me get out of this writing slump. I was hoping that whatever forces are out there can please fill me with the spirit of an idea, help me solve the story and move on with my life. I had glimmers of ideas that scratched the surface of concepts, but nothing came forth as worthy. When I came home, I sat down, the laptop in front of me, the word processor blinking, screaming, type anything. I leaned into discomfort, and I began to write gibberish. Without my knowledge, time began to melt, and I became possessed with the spirit of an idea. The idea dominoed into another idea, which continued. Something much larger than me took over, and the words poured onto the page. Before I knew it, I was writing the climax, followed by the resolution, both of which I never thought of prior to forcing myself to sit down and write. They felt natural, and as I wrote the last sentence, capping it off with the quote-unquote the end, there was a sense of accomplishment, a feeling I've rarely felt, even for a first draft. I felt there was something, even if only a glimmer, of value there. My experiment resulted in better results than I could have hoped. I guess if there was anything to be taken from this ramble of a podcast, let it be to lean into discomfort. I want to thank you guys so much for listening.